Blog Talk Radio. All right, my friends. Hello again. We sure know how to take care of business because this is the TCB Network, where we know how to TCB. Now, as I have been saying to you guys all week, I have a special surprise. And if you don't already know it, then I'm going to tell you right now. We have a host that is going to be hosting her own show on our network. And we've had her before, but we love her. Her name is Jenny. And tonight's a special show because I think it's going to be like a collaboration show, her and I, because I pick songs and she picks songs and we put them together for the show for y'all tonight. And we're going to cut up and do our thing while we're doing it. But like I'm going to play a song I pick and I'm going to play a song that she picked. And then next week she's going to come at you with her own show and she'll tell you all about it as soon as I bring her on. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Jenny, 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 welcome to TCB. Jenny, Jenny, ooh! Hey, girl.
Fantastic. That was a perfect song to start with, girl. That's the one I would have picked. And
Oh, it gave me goosebumps. I missed
awesome.
singing it for you.
Yes. Awesome. And woo, you know, it gets you rolling, get your blood
It
moving.
got me going. It got me going. Especially that beginning song, Taking Care of Business. You know, that's a really good starter song for the rock show. It could be, because we are the TCB Network. That's what we do around here.
Yes. You need to adopt that then, don't you?
Well, I guess because, you know, people, well, not just people, but sometimes I get tired of Shauna Nana. Sometimes. Sometimes. Sometimes I do.
Gets tired of it. Only you. Nobody else does.
I like it to a degree for a little while, and then I like to switch it up. I don't know. I just never
Yeah.
keep it. I never keep it. But I love yours, and I hope you play it because I miss it. I need to hear it. Got to happen.
Well, it's very appropriate, don't you think? And you do
Very.
kind of begin to associate that with my show. So it's kind of like a hello, I'm here. And away we go, you know, that kind of a
Pretty
thing.
much. I love how Brandon found it for you. Brandon's a good friend of ours. He found it for her. He's like,
Oh,
you gotta
yes.
use this. It's
Yes.
perfect.
He sent me that on my Facebook page and said, "What do you think? I love this song. It reminds me of you." And so I played it and I thought, "Hey, you know, that has to be the opener on my show." And he was very thrilled when I decided to do that. So I say thank you to him quite often for doing that. That was a good move on his part. Extremely.
Now, he can pick music. I tell you what, if he ever gets a computer, it would be awfully nice for him to do his own radio show. He has good taste in music. It'd be nice. It really
Oh,
would. But
yeah. Yeah. I think
it
he'd be
could
a wonderful
happen.
idea.
It could happen.
Who knows? Hey, you
Who
know,
knows?
the future just unfolds on its own however it wants to, and sometimes it gives us no say whatsoever.
You got to let the chips fall where they may sometimes. Like, I didn't think a year ago, like, I started these radio shows a year ago on my birthday. My birthday was my debut show on the Cujo Crypt Radio Network. It was a karaoke night show. It was my first ever show. And it was just a week
Wow.
ago anniversary, a whole year. Who would have thought, oh, you're going to do radio? Me? No. It just
No, you're
happened.
out of your mind. I'm not going to do
Yeah,
that.
it just fell. It fell there, you know. It just whoop, there you go. The universe is a strange and unusual place. Anything's
And
possible.
oh, yes. Oh, yes. And you're the one that got me into the broadcasting part of it. You
Yes,
know,
but you've been around
I've been
before,
working in radio
though.
for a long, oh, I've been working in radio for a long, long time, but I've
Yeah.
never broadcast. You
It wasn't
know,
your first rodeo.
I've voiced some commercials, you know, stuff like that, and I've talked to a DJ a couple of times when I worked in Spokane, but I'd never had my own broadcast show, but I had been working in radio. But what I had been doing was scheduling all the commercials and doing the billing.
Well,
So
still, I mean,
you learn how it works and you hear the DJs doing their thing, but it's a kind of a different ball of wax to do it yourself.
Yeah.
You gotta figure that out. Yeah.
Well, like our other, like a friend of ours who has their own station, the Vinyl Thought, Joe Hughes. You know, he helps me from time to time when I'm stumbled on. What do I do? You know, there's been a few times he's helped me, and you know, he's told me this, and he's a veteran in the field. He said, Shauna, you got to put your dues in, and you're doing it. So you know, got to put your dues in.
Exactly.
Put your time and effort in. Yeah.
Oh, yes. And you learn by trial and error. You learn what works, what doesn't work, what people will like, what people won't like. And it's all trial and error, but every show it gets better and better and better. And
It's with the conversations and the good music. And speaking of the good music, Jenny, I'll play one of my picks and then I'll go with yours because we play Taking Care of Business first. We'll just go back and forth. We'll do Jenny pick, Shauna pick. We'll just go back and forth until an hour's over. I can keep up with it.
We'll have all the fun we can grab. No problem.
All the fun. Well, okay. Of course, I'm going to play Elvis. So I'm going to play a real good one from 1970. It's Only the Strong Survive. It's a good one.
I remember my first love affair. Somehow or another, the whole darn thing went wrong. My mama had some great advice, so I thought I'd put it in the words of this song. I can still hear her say, "Boy, oh, I see you sitting out there all alone, crying your eyes out, 'cause the woman that you love is gone. Oh, there's gonna be a whole lot of trouble in your life. Oh, so listen to me, get up off your knees, 'cause only the strong survive." That's what she said, only the strong survive. Only the strong survive. Oh, you gotta be strong. You better hold on, don't go. All around with your head hung down. Well, I wouldn't let that little girl know, I wouldn't let her know. She made me feel like a clown. There's a whole lot of girls looking for a good man like you. Oh, but you'll never meet him if you give up now and say your life is through. And she said, only the strong survive. Only the strong survive.
Mama knew what she's talking about. That's a very appropriate song, I think. Only the strong survive. And the stuff you go through during life, you're only going to get through it if you're strong. Because if you knuckle under and buckle down, it's going to beat you. But you'll be strong and you're going to get through it. And that's what it's all about. Learning how to survive, learning how to get through it. And that's what you need to do. So that's fantastic. The last few days, I tell you, I've really been very thankful because things sort of come full circle, and it's something I didn't really expect, but I was very, very grateful to be invited to have a show on TCB Network. And so I thank you very much, Shauna. That was a very, very wonderful and welcome thing. And it's made me happy to be able to do this again. I really love it. And just in case you can't tell by the way I'm rambling, Shauna, I can't hear you. So I don't know what you're doing or what has happened, but you're not hanging around, and I don't have control over the board. So.
Well, Miss Shauna put herself on mute like she does most of the
there
time and then forget.
Right. There you go.
Yeah. Woo. Sorry, guys. I went to go check on my son and put myself on mute and then just completely forgot when I came back. Well, it brings
so
me back
cute
to old times. Yeah, I can't help it. Sometimes I'm ditzy. I'm sorry. My mind's on other things most of the time.
Yeah, aren't we all?
Oh,
we
yeah,
all
yeah.
I tell you.
Well, as I was trying to say before, you're very welcome at the TCB Network. And I know what it's like not being able to have a show. It's hard. And I, you know, you do everything you can to try and get your show back, and I just wanted to invite you because I figured, you know, you needed it. All was well anyway, guys, between Jenny and me. If there was any drama, not between her and I. No, not one bit. So this is one of the reasons why I invited you, is because, you know, there is no hatchet to bury. Her and I have no hatchet at all.
You're
great.
No,
we've always been able to talk our piece and say our things and work well with one another. And we started this together on Cujo's Network, and we're still here, aren't we? So welcome back. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. It is so good. It's like I told Tanya the other day, it is so good to be home, because that's what this feels like. It feels like coming home.
Well,
and it's wonderful.
You're welcome.
It's wonderful. So with that being said, I found a song that I would really like to play because the title says basically what I've just been saying. And it's the song, 1972 song by a band called Gallery. And it's called It's So Nice to Be With You.
You're absolutely right. And guess what? I have it right here. So here you guys
awesome
go. Oh, that's so sweet. And I have a message for you, Jenny. Tanya and all the gang says welcome back.
Aw, thank you so much, everybody. That sounds so wonderful.
Tanya gave a really beautiful graphic to Jenny to welcome her back, and it was so good. I loved it. Thank you, Tanya.
Yes, yeah, beautiful. It's really beautiful.
It was.
And the heck of it, I might put that in my gallery for my first show, just because it's
Why
so
not?
Pretty.
It is pretty. She went real feminine out this time. She's like, you both are doing this show together. We got to do all girls stuff. I'm like, okay, go ahead.
Girl,
you go. You go, girl. We'll Thelma and Louise it for an hour.
Right. Oh yeah. Well, without the convertible over the edge of the cliff. Let's get that point.
Yeah. All right. Without that. But
yeah.
We'll tag team it the rest of the evening with fun and jokes and whatnot. But I was just curious because you probably told me, but my mind goes a mile a minute. But what is your new show on Wednesday going to be called?
I think it's just going to be Simply Music with Jenny.
Well, there you go.
And that can cover anything my little heart desires to play.
Oh, cool. Because that's any genre. I like that idea. It gets kind of confusing trying to keep up with 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and today. Brandon wants 90s and today, and I'm wanting the classics. And it's a work in progress, my little Circle G rock show, but I'm getting there. But your idea is pretty cool, Jenny. Any genre. Any.
Well, you know, before I did the 50s, 60s, 70s thing, and the 80s I wasn't too up on, so it didn't fly real well. But and then the specialty shows, some of those were pretty fun and really good.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, you can always mix it up. Yeah.
If it's just Simply Music, I can put anything in there I want to. And a few commercials or a few movie songs or some rock and roll, some blues. I can do anything. And that
Yep, it's like you get the whole variety of it. It's good. It's good. I like it.
Exactly.
It makes it easy, and easy is fun.
Yeah. And it makes it easy to remember. Nobody's going to have to think, oh, what is she playing this time? Do I want to take the time to listen, or I would rather skip it? It's easy for everybody to remember. And then if they hear something they don't like, they can just go get a drink of water or play ball with the kids or something while it's on.
Yeah, this is what I'm going to do. If y'all don't like it, y'all don't have to listen to it. All right? Love y'all. God bless.
Come back in 3 or 4 minutes. It'll be something different, and it'll be okay.
I love it. No, really, I do. That's hilarious. Oh, you know, I actually picked all Elvis songs tonight. I don't know. I need my rock songs in my head for Thursday, so I just did all Elvis tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, that's okay, honey, because I kind of had an inkling that you would be doing that, because that's your thing, and that's great. So I purposely stayed away from the Elvis songs. I mean, there are a million of them that I love, but I love
honey, you can play Elvis on your show all you like, sweetheart.
Yeah.
I just thought to myself, I don't want to lose any of my playlists for Thursday, because if I do, I'll be like lost. So I'm using Elvis tonight, which is good. We're good at this.
Yeah.
We can do this.
Yes, it's awesome. It's totally awesome. It's
up. I have one that is one of your favorites, Jenny, because I remember playing it in the past, and you love this one. It's Mary in the Morning.
Oh, yeah. I do
it's
love
subtle.
That song.
I do, too. But enjoy it, guys.
And warm.
Nothing's quite as pretty as Mary in the morning, when through a sleepy haze I see her lying there, soft as the rain
Imagine when you can hear that. I just imagine a man going up to his wife and gently brushing the hair off of her face and smoothing it back and kissing her forehead and then just wrapping her in a nice gentle hug.
Yeah, I got that the first 2 years of my marriage. You know, we're going through 19 years. It goes away after a while. Used to get breakfast in bed every once in a while, too. I haven't had that. Oh, my gosh.
No.
It's called a deeper kind of love. Like, the love like, oh, let me hold your hand while you're dying, love, but I forgot to give you breakfast in bed this morning. I'm so sorry. We're hectic. We have a child. It's one of those circus lives. No, but, you know, life gets in the way. But, yeah, I can see that as a video, you know, of what it could be. The fantasy of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's one of those soap opera type romance novels type thing. You know? But yeah.
Yeah.
I see it though. As much as I know you, Jenny, you are a helpless romantic.
I am. I admit it. Mm-hmm. I really am.
I used to be too, but I married a man who I love very, very much, and him and I have an understanding, but the man does not believe in Valentine's Day, y'all. I know, right? It was really hard to get used to that. I'm like, well, okay, but find a designated day besides Valentine's Day to get me chocolates.
any day at all. It doesn't matter. Any day or a dozen days.
It don't have to be Valentine's Day. It could be just a Wednesday. I mean, just bring me some chocolate.
Exactly. Every week. A Wednesday every week.
I'm not gonna pick on him anymore. He can be romantic and step up his game if he wants to, but you know, when you're with each other for as long as we have, we kind of forget that sometimes, you know. So you gotta keep it going. You gotta keep it going.
Yeah, I was married for 30 years and I was with the man for 44. So, you know, I know exactly what you're saying. I hear you.
But it's a give and take type thing, guys, marriage, you know? And I know it's a weird subject. I'm gonna get off of it right now before I put a foot in my mouth. He can hear me downstairs. I don't want to get in trouble. I want my chocolate.
Chew vigorously. Yeah, put your mouth and chew vigorously.
Yep. So, I didn't know if you wanted me to play random songs or you're going to bring one out and me play it or what, but I do have all your songs here, but they are mixed in with mine, so I'll try my best. If you say one out loud, I will play it.
Okay. Well, let's see if you can find Moni Moni by Tommy James and the Shondells from 1968.
Oh, honey, I can find that one. Mm-hmm. It's right here. It's a good one.
Yeah, you know where that one is.
get y'all's dancing shoes out because this is a good one. Good pick, girl.
Oh, yeah. It's a mover.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
right, guys, we are back. Money, money. Woohoo!
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you could sit still through that, then you died.
Yeah, there's a problem. You at least gotta wiggle your. You gotta do like Elvis in the 50s in Florida when he was only allowed to wiggle his finger. You can at least wiggle your finger, man. Wiggle that little finger. You can at least do that.
Wiggle your finger, spread your shoulders. That's it. But you gotta do something.
You gotta do something. Well, on that note, I have another caller, but I'll play one of my songs, and then we'll get the new caller, and we'll see what's going on, okay, everybody? I figured let's keep the rock and roll. I figured let's keep the rock and roll going, so I'm going to play Let Yourself Go by Elvis. Why not?
All right.
Baby, I'm gonna teach you what love's all about tonight. Trust me, honey, everything's gonna be alright. Just do like I do, there ain't nothing to it. Listen to me, baby, anybody can do it. All you gotta do is just let yourself go. Now don't be afraid, just relax and take it real slow. Cool it, baby, you ain't got no place to go. Just put your arms around me real tight. Enjoy yourself, baby, don't fight. All you gotta do is just let yourself go. All you need is just a little rehearsal, the first thing that you know. You'll be ready for the grand finale. So come on, baby, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Definitely. This is the spin out version, but the one on the 68 comeback special with the girls, the Baldello, and everything, the sequence is just amazing.
Right.
So it brings into mind that.
Yeah.
It's a good song.
Oh, yeah. You can just see everybody doing the boogaloo and the twist and the throog.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, the caller that I had was Brandon. Hello, brother. Welcome.
Oh. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, Jenny.
How you doing, sweetheart?
I'm doing good.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Did you hear us talking about the song you gave me?
Yeah.
Yeah, good pick.
Thank you so much for that again. Yeah, I'll tell you directly thank you. That was good.
You're welcome.
It was definitely good. Let's see here, Jenny. What song would you like to hear now, honey?
Who Do You Love by Bo Diddley from 1956.
Oh, cool, honey. I didn't put 1956. I did the Bo Diddley. Who Do You Love? The soundtrack for La Bamba. My bad. Oh, I should have put 1956. It's a little bit more modern, but it's still Bo Diddley, and it's still Who Do You Love?
That's all right. Okay. You can fly with it. It's fine. That's cool.
All right. Well, okay. Still, Bo Diddley. Who Do You Love, ladies and gentlemen? We all know who we love. Who do you love?
Yeah.
Seven miles of barbed wire, used a cobra snake for a necktie. Got a brand new house on the roadside, made from rattlesnake hide. Got a brand new chimney made on top, made out of a human skull. Now come on, take a little walk with me, Arlene, and tell me, who do you love? Just 22 and I don't mind dying. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? I rode around the town to use a rattlesnake whip. Take it easy, honey, don't give me no lip. Dark when the sky was blue. Down the alley, an ice wagon flew. Hit a bump and somebody screamed. You should have heard just what I seen. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Talk to me. That you ever seen, I'm a woman wishing a young woman's dream. Who do you love?
All right, Bo Diddley, Who Do You Love? Wow, what a legend. The guitar, whoa.
He could really lay it down. He was good. Yeah. And you would just, you'd watch him, and you could not tear your eyes away from what he was doing with that guitar. He was fantastic.
And that guitar solo is enough to melt your face.
To melt your face. I've never heard that before. How funny. Is that the new hip thing for getting rocked out? is melting your face.
I've heard that saying on that movie, The Score of Rock. That movie.
Uh-huh. That's a good movie, Jack Black. I love that movie,
yeah.
School of Rock. It's a good movie.
Yeah, I do too.
I like that saying.
Melt your face. Yeah, I like
that
too. That's funny. I must be getting a little bit older. I don't know what melt your face is. I'm thinking and hoping it's rocking out or that's rocking or something like that. Yeah. I'm just picking on you. I knew what it was. I'm just picking on you, brother. You guys, let's keep the rock going. I'm going to play Elvis, Power of My Love. Oh, my gosh. Good song.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes.
Oh, break it, burn it, drag it all around, twist it, turn it, you can't tear it down. Cause every minute, every hour, you'll be saying goodbye, the strength and mighty power. Can never win. No, baby, you can't lick it. I'll make you give in. Every minute, every hour, you'll be shaken by the strength and mighty power. My love. Baby, I want you. You'll never get away. My love will haunt you.
The song Power of My Love by Elvis. That's like one of the best albums. He had every album. I love every album. Don't get me wrong, guys. But one of the most favorites of mine besides Stax and, of course, Moody Blue would be from Elvis in Memphis. And it has the song Power of Love on it, amongst some others, too, like Only the Strong Survive, I'm Over You. Good songs, guys. Good songs on that album. So you guys need to check out that album from Elvis.
Oh, yeah. Gotta
in Memphis.
Gotta love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gotta love it. Gotta love it.
And I think around that time you had that song, I'll Hold You in My Heart, So I Can Hold You in My Arms.
Yep. You've got that right, brother.
The high notes on that song.
Oh, yeah. He's got the song Life on there. He's got Mary in the Morning. He's got Where Did They Go, Lord, which is a good one on there. He's got some good songs on there, guys. How the Web Was Woven. I mean, there's some good songs on that album, so please check it out. It's a good one.
I love that song, Life. That is an awesome song.
Well, hopefully I'll have time to play it, and I'll play that for the last one if it's my turn, because I have it in the studio, Jenny. I've got it. I had to get it. I got it.
That's awesome. Well, hey, let's get to it then.
All right.
Roll out Green Eyed Lady by Sugarloaf from 1970.
I'm getting there. Let's see, Sugarloaf.
Green Eyed Lady.
I'm trying to get it. I don't think I put Sugarloaf on here. I did, but maybe I misplaced it. Let's see. There's Sam and the Sham. I'm getting there, guys. Please forgive me. The next week, it'll be much easier. She'll be in the studio herself.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a hiccup here. This is called my life today. It's all messed up. I'm all messed up.
Brenda,
okay,
I wonder what she's doing tonight, then, if you can't find Green Eyed Lady. I wonder what she's doing tonight by Voice and Heart.
I've got it right here. Woo, I found it. Okay, guys. I'll be playing this one for you.
Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart is they wrote their songs as well as performed them.
Well, that's good. I'm glad. The Beatles was the same way. A lot of groups, well, you know, they don't do that anymore, but they used to. I would not say a lot of the entertainers these days get other people to do it for them now. I miss the songwriters who actually were in a band. Yeah.
Exactly. And a lot of the times it was band members that wrote the songs that the band did.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep.
So,
yep. Like just
the Beatles and Voice and Heart. Bachman.
And also Queen, they did too. Each band member actually wrote a song. I mean, each one. So
yeah.
That's cool
yeah.
too. Beatles the same
way. The monk.
I want to say the monkeys and the animals, but I'm not sure. Who knows? I wasn't in that generation. I'm trying to guess.
I was in that generation, but I wasn't really paying attention to whether they wrote any of their songs or not.
I don't know. But I missed that generation where you can see a lot of artists trying and doing their own thing and writing songs and playing their own songs, which you don't see much anymore, which is sad. Their artistic ability is just whatever a songwriter can give them. Yeah, but you know what? Then there's other entertainers who never wrote a song in their life, like Elvis Presley, who I love and adore. But he never wrote a song. But he could sing covers like he didn't need to write a song, so it didn't matter.
Exactly. And most of the time, nobody realized
that's right, Brandon.
That's right.
Both of you guys have a point. Right on. You know, our hour is gone. I'll play my last song of the night, but I wanted to say welcome, Jenny. Next Wednesday, you will hear her here on the TCB Network. Hope your transition here is wonderful. You're welcome. You're very welcome.
Well, tonight has been great. I had a bundle of fun, and I'm so glad you called in, Brandon, so we could talk to you and hear your voice once more. It's been a while.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
It has.
I'm glad that you're back.
I am too, sweetheart. Thank you so much. That
And you guys, join me tomorrow at 2 o'clock for Shauna's Rockin' the Little Circle G. All right? That's our fun time. Yeehaw. I will talk to y'all later. And TCB, everybody, this is Life by Elvis Presley.
Space, long before the human race, something stirred. A vast and timeless source began. Intelligence was born, and then there was the world. Powers filled the universe. Matter formed and broke the curse of nothingness. Love became an ageless soul. Nature reached her highest goal. Breathe the breath of life. Everlasting life. Alien creatures came from out of sight. Daylight came from in the night. And all was good. Life became a master plan. Love produced a perfect man that understood. The image of the Maker's word. Worshipped him with all he had. But then one day, from in the depths an evil seed grew and manufactured greed. Change the way of life. Everlasting life. Oh, the loving power that looked and saw inside the heart of man a flaw began to grow. Well, the fires of hell began to burn, and so he sent his chosen son. Let us know that love had surely made us all, and hate would surely make us fall. So from the cross, and he showed the world that dreadful day that love could be the only way, or all is lost of life.
Here's how it happens.